I really believe in financial freedom and prosperity, and I see what can be done through property and creating wealth. And there's, you know, amazing things can be done to help people. And that's what it's all about.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we'll continue the conversation with Rod Pascoe, who discusses his strategies for successful joint ventures and how he's been able to make over $150,000 in profit from deals regularly. Let's jump straight in. Pasco reveals the best strategy in terms of property investing is networking.
I really believe in networking and having a good team around you to start with. And I guess the years of being in the game has given me some really good contacts with agents and trades and, you know, industry players that can fast track your progress. So I think that's a key. So I will most of the time get deals presented to me off market. So before it goes to the market, the agent will call me, Rod, we've found something that may be of interest. I've basically learned that you've got to move quick on these things because, you know, at the price that they're at, there's a lineup of people that will take that property off the market fairly quickly. So, you know, if the agent's given you a call, he's obviously, you know, giving you priority on something. And I like to show them respect that, you know, I'm not going to muck them around, and I'll give them a quick yes or no answer, or yes, look, it's possibly something I'll look at. I try to get there to check it out and do the FISO on it as quick as possible.
He likes to work backwards. To ensure that he can make a profit out of an investment, he looks at properties that have been renovated and sold recently.
I like to work backwards. So find properties that, for example, have been renovated and sold recently. So you know your end figure that you're going to be working towards. And then it's just a simple matter of working backwards. So, okay, if the property's priced at this, how much do I need to spend on it? And can I sell it for the price that I need to? So there's a few little formulas that I'll use as well, just back of the envelope type stuff to give me a quick yes or no answer on the property. But then once things start to look good, you can delve deeper and see if the numbers really stack up. And I like to be conservative because, you know, at the end of the day, you want a good amount of profit to be there for any unforeseen things that will come up, which they do.
To ensure there is enough profit in a deal, Pasco looks to get a minimum of 20% return on the investment.
If it's going to be a subdivision slash renovation project, I look to get a minimum 20% return on investment. Most of my deals in recent time have been well above the 20%. So I guess what I'm saying is if it stacks up and it's around that 20% mark, that's a good indication that there's some profit in the deal, and you can dig a little deeper and see if you can extract some more profit out of it by the way of, I guess, getting things done cheaper, or, you know, if you're in a moving market where it's moving in your favour, you're going to pick up some growth along the way as well. So I try to target areas that also are achieving some good growth and sales. So I guess it's the icing on the cake if you can pick up growth along the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really interesting because there's a lot of different areas in the market that you can target, and you know, it's just finding the right deals. So do you have a particular focus area that you mainly work on, or you know, spread across the state somewhere?
Yeah, so currently I'm focused in the southeast Queensland area, and predominantly Sunshine Coast. As you may know, Sunshine Coast has had some really, really good infrastructure projects on the go and also still to be completed over the next few years. So it really has given some good growth and stability to the market. So that has worked in my favour. And having been working in that area now for quite a while, I guess I'm quite comfortable and know the area well. So it's easy to say yes or no on a deal and do the numbers quite quick.
His best deals have come to him without him trying to look for them.
A really good deal that I've done recently was a renovation on the Sunshine Coast. That one was purchased for $407,000, and it was in a very tightly held area in Maroochydore, so very close to the river and the new CBD that's getting developed there. The story behind that one, it's funny. I always say to people that the best deals sometimes come to you without even trying to look for them. So I was driving, it was a rainy day, driving to my brother's on a Saturday morning to have a coffee. And I remember seeing an auction sign on the side of the road, pointing down a street, showing a house that was up for auction that day. And I called my brother and I said, look, I might be a bit late for coffee. I'm going to go check this auction out. Something just compelled me to go look at this property. And my brother said, oh, look, you know, I think you should just let it go. Come have coffee and, you know, we'll speak about some property stuff later. And
he's like, nah, I want you to come over and have coffee with me first.
That's right. You know, he wanted to go for a surf and anyway, something compelled me. I thought, you know what, I'll just turn down this street and go check this auction out. And, you know, I don't know if it was because it was a rainy day or what the circumstances were, but this particular property didn't have much interest on the day. So I sort of stood to the back and just waited to see what was happening. And the property got passed in at a really, really low price. And I was baffled. I thought, you know, this is too good to be true. So after I think it took me 2 months of negotiations on that property due to it was a deceased estate. The owners were four siblings and they were, I guess, going through the legalities of trying to organise a sale of the property. And So it took a little longer, but 2 months later, got that property for $407,000. Did a renovation on it, which roughly took 6 months. And during that time, the Maroochydore market just grew, had some really good growth along with the renovation and ended up selling that property for $665,000 at the end of last year. So that's equated to a 29% return on investment. So that's one of my better renovations that I've done today.
And was there any subdivision on that particular property?
No, that one was a straightforward renovation. And it was, typical, kitchen, bathroom, rendered the bricks, did some painting, some tiling, and turned it over.
Pasco was able to make $152,000 in profit from one property.
From settlement to settlement, I'm going to say was roughly a year and a half.
Great.
We did have rental income on the property, so we decided to rent it due to having a few deals happening at the time, and no obligation on the property to really move that one on too quick. Decided to rent that out for a while before we went in and renovated. So we do have some rental income to pay the mortgage on the property, and I think that was even positive cash flow slightly as well, which was a benefit. So.
So, I mean, that sounded like a really, really good deal, and you know, you guys both walked away with a nice chunk of profit as well too. And after say doing that, how long do you usually take off in between to be able to, you know, move on to the next deal, or are you looking for deals on a regular basis?
Yeah, I'm looking for deals on a regular basis, and they're coming across my desk regularly as well. So, really, it's a matter of how much I want to take on at any given time. I do like to have a certain period of the year where I really just have nothing on and go overseas. And I highly recommend having some time off when you do this, because you know we burn out if we don't take the time to enjoy and look back and appreciate what we've just achieved. So. But yeah, look, I'm always looking to get from one deal to the next, and you know, I normally manage 2 to 3 deals at any one time. Is a comfortable number for me to be working off.
That's great. Well, what's really interesting is I mean, the renovation and the deal hunting and so forth is a skill that you've developed over a period of time. And especially when you've done like 20 of these type of deals, you've got a good sense of what to look out for and, you know, work your feasibilities. Has there been a time where you think that you'd just be focusing on, say, maybe subdivisions and then just doing those in future? Or you know, like I guess, have you thought about moving on to the next bigger scale things from small deals to larger ones?
And I'm glad you brought that point up, because I think the last 2 years for me, possibly even 3, really have been focused on subdivisions, due to as I mentioned before, the multiple exit strategies, and profits are just larger. I think, especially for joint venturing, you're obviously dividing money up between certain parties, so you want there to be enough profit in the deal to make it worthwhile and viable for whoever's coming in on the deal. Whereas I have found with the smaller renovations in the past, they were suitable for me to do on my own, but as a joint venture, there wasn't enough profit by the time you split that up between one or two people. So definitely the subdivisions, incorporating a renovation is where I'm focused at the moment.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into Rod Pascoe's mindset.
I really believe in financial freedom and prosperity, and I see what can be done through property and creating wealth. And there's, you know, amazing things can be done to help people.
His personal habits,
healthy eating and exercise, it's the basis of everything. You know, if you've got a healthy mind and body, then everything else will flow from there.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Pascoe admits that what motivated him to get into property investing is being able to give back and help people.
Initially, it was, and it still is, you know, I guess it starts from a personal place close to your heart, which is family, and my father being a single parent raising 3 children. I really, really saw what he did for us growing up, and I wanted to be able to give back. That was my biggest why that started me on this journey. I since have been able to give back, and you know, you can never repay someone for doing what they've done in that regard. But you know, I'll definitely try. But You know, on a bigger scale, I think it's just, I really believe in financial freedom and prosperity. And, you know, I see what can be done through property and creating wealth. And there's, you know, amazing things can be done to help people. And that's what it's all about. You know, we're all on this journey together. So why not all be prosperous together and, you know, live a happy life?
He shares some of the resources and mentors he worked with in the past.
Early on, this is the crucial part I'd recommend to anyone as well, is early on, I didn't really have any personal mentors to guide me through this. And it's amazing when you do get someone to mentor you, how fast you can move and be steered in the right direction. So I think Matt Jones has mentioned it before. You know, he started out as a lone soldier trying to do everything himself, and you know, you realize after a while that, you know, we work better as teams and with other people. A mentor that has been helping me in recent times, you actually had her on your show not long ago, is Jill McIntyre. So she's a great help for me, and not just on the property side of things, but mindset and I guess anything based around life and being prosperous.
Absolutely. What do you think you've got out of, say, for example, having a mentor like Jill, for example, that has helped you in your property journey?
Yeah, well, look, we're all human and we have our ups and downs. And when I went to Jill, I was actually having a really, really tough time staying positive in the place I was at. And the thing was, I had done a lot of deals and achieved a lot, but my mental blockage, I guess you'd call it, was for some reason had come up. And whereas in the past, I didn't have that that mentality there. I was very positive and very confident, and we all have our ups and downs, and Jill helped me work through that and still is on a regular basis. And that's why I highly recommend having a mentor in this game.
Totally agree. It's part and parcel of, I think, growing, because we can't always see in our blind spots, and that's where having a mentor really does help with seeing those and helping us overcome those challenges that we face as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Pasco's dedication to reading books and love for growing his knowledge has enabled him to succeed.
I have, and this is I'm going to admit it. It is a small addiction for me. It is anything on the wealth creation and mindset side of things. I love reading and growing my knowledge, and but I guess a few that stand out. I've read all the Steve McKnight books. I've read a lot of Robert Kiyosaki's books. I guess mindset side of things, there's a few ones that I'm sure a lot of people have heard of and read, is The Secret and those side of thing, that series of books. It really it makes a lot of sense when they talk about what you think about, you become, and what you believe in life, you end up becoming, and that's the basis of how your life, I guess, is where it's at that point in time. So if you're thinking on a negative side of things and not focusing on where you want to go and what you want out of life, then those negative things will come into your life. Whereas if you're focusing on what you want out of life and the positive things in life, and sometimes it's the most simplest thing that can bring you joy in life. So I think that was a good book. There's a lot Let me think. There's a recent one I've read. I think it's an older book, Secrets of Superachievers by Philip Baker. I think that was written. I've actually got it in my hands now. 1997, that was written. So.
Okay, that's the first one I've ever heard. I've never heard that one before, so I got to check that out for myself as well.
Yeah, that was a book that I found in, I think one of my family members had that stashed away somewhere. And I took that overseas with me last year, and it really resonated. It's one of those things where some things resonate with certain people, but that was one that really, resonated with me.
Excellent. Well, that's really good. I'm glad you shared those books because I'm always picking up new books and gems from every interview I do. So that's a great one. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
The best advice Pascoe has ever received was to be positive.
I think to be positive and believe that anything's possible in life. I really believe that. It is what you make it, and there's two ways of thinking. You can think on a positive side or a negative side. So I guess, why not think from a positive side of things on or look towards the positive out of any situation. I think that's the one thing that has really stood out for me over the years.
His healthy eating and exercise has contributed greatly towards his success in life.
I think healthy eating and exercise, it's the basis of everything. If you've got a healthy mind and body, then everything else will flow from there.
Pascoe shares if he had met himself 10 years ago, he would tell himself to get a mentor.
I would say get a mentor. Team up with like-minded people and surround yourself with like-minded people, and don't try and do it on your own. I think that's the few things I would tell myself, because many years are wasted. I have learnt and I have got somewhere by doing it, but I guess it could have been done a lot faster if I'd teamed up with other people earlier and surrounded myself with like-minded people. I think just get in there and give it a go. That's the one thing I'll say. I meet so many people that talk about buying their first investment property, and a year later, they still haven't bought their first investment. 2 years later, they're still talking about it, and they're either worried about the market falling or not buying the right property, or I think just get educated and jump in there and give it a go.
The most exciting thing Pascoe is looking forward to is to growing his career and moving up in the property ladder.
I think the possibility of working with some really, really good people and influential people, like, just in the last 2 or 3 years, I've really met some great people, and I feel like there's some good momentum with that at the moment. And every deal I do seems to be getting bigger and better, and I'm learning more and growing. So I'm excited about growing my career and progressing through the real estate world, I guess, or climbing the property ladder, as they say.
Pascoe attributes his success to his skills and knowledge rather than intelligence.
Well, I'm definitely not intelligent, so we'll rule that one out. it doesn't take a lot of intelligence to do this. I wasn't the best at school. I just achieved average grades. I think it's more about your skill and knowledge, persisting, learning what you need to know and just getting started. I think persistence is a big one. There's so many roadblocks on this journey, but it's about getting back up and and going again and going again. You know, yeah, the moment you stop and say, no, that's it, it's all too hard, I give up, that's, you know, that's when, you know, it won't happen. But you'll find if you keep pushing and getting through those walls, you'll get through that wall that all of a sudden it just opens up to a world of possibilities, and you sort of look back and go, wow, if I had stopped at that last hurdle and didn't push through it, I wouldn't be where I am today.
So true. If listeners want to get in contact with you and find out more about what you do and you know, potentially hook up to do any JVs together, what's the best way they can connect with you?
Yep. So my company name is B&M Property. So that's B, N for Nelly, M for Mary. I have to say that because most people get mixed up with the N and the M. They sound alike when you say it fast. So B&M Property. And my email address is rod@bnmproperty.com. And if they would like further details, I'm sure they can contact you as well.
Thank you to Rod Pascoe, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com.